Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is?
It's Wake Up Wednesday.
Guess what today is?
Wednesday.
Wake up!
Wednesday.
Hey, I need you to wake up.
Thanks for waking me up this morning.
Need more snooze.
Just give me 15 minutes and wake me up.
Hey, no snoozing, man.
You snooze, you lose. Don't go back to sleep. Wake up.
I'm awake.
It's oh, time.
Yeah, it's already Wednesday morning.
Yeah, I know.
Waking you up, Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Just a couple of minutes after 6 o'clock, and I don't know if you're aware of this. Morty just pointed this out, that people are already lined up at Smith's to get their VGK patches.
Yeah.
Today's the goalie day.
So
the big flower patch.
Okay. I love my team. We've talked about this before. There's very little I'll wait in line for. Very little.
You're not going to wait for the patch?
No.
Okay.
If there's, $1,000 to go along with it, I might wait in line.
Okay.
But, I think it's great. I think it's absolutely great. And I'm also not a, I'm 50. I'm over 50 years. What am I putting patches on? My dungarees?
Yeah, your bell bottoms.
Yeah, my VGK jacket. I suppose I could do it all up and look like Batwoman. How you doing? I got my VGK patches on here. I'm going to go play bingo.
The only reason Morty noticed that, he was online shopping for a big barrel of macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, because that's out now. Yeah. Don't worry, Morty. It'll last you 20 years. Well, that's not even... Is that even real food?
Yeah. It's mac and cheese.
Morty's expecting the apocalypse, I guess.
Mac and cheese for everybody.
Everybody's going to come to my house. They're gonna wear their VGK patches and come to my house and eat mac and cheese.
And then for dessert, Pop-Tarts for everybody.
Uh-huh. Oh, I love it.
I've had them for years.
Oh, love it.
All right, sunshine today going to be nice. High in the mid to upper 80s today. And then tomorrow, cooling off, high of only 75. Plus,
yeah.
It might be a little windy. So,
what's up with that?
No clue.
What's up with that?
62 this morning as you wake up on a Wednesday, and Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Well, there just might be a Friends reunion in the works.
Oh, might be.
Might be.
All right. We'll find out more about that and some other stories after Toto. Hold the line.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Just a little fun fact for you. If you are Googling celebrities, the ones to most likely to give you a virus on your computer, this is so weird, and they don't know why with any of these things. Alexis Bledel, she's the one from Gilmore Girls, played Rory. She is the celebrity name most likely to give you a virus on your computer if you search her name online. Followed by James Corden, Sophie Turner, who was on Game of Thrones, Anna Kendrick, Lupita Nyong'o, and at number 6, I just have to mention Jimmy Fallon. Be very careful if you're Googling their names. You might wind up with a virus, and there's no ointment for that kind of virus on your computer.
Not a shot?
No.
Okay.
You got to call the guy. You're going to have to call the guy.
Great.
Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Matt LeBlanc allegedly developing a new TV show together. Now, they all got together for dinner a while ago and discussed this, and people close to them say for a long time there was talk of course, the cast doing a reboot of Friends. That's not going to happen. None of them, they've all said, well, yeah, I'd do it, but you know, it's done.
Yeah.
But they would like to do a show with those three. Mm-hmm. They're in as older adults, maybe possibly a comedy, maybe even a comedy drama, just a whole different show, but with the same people, because they all worked so well together and they really enjoyed working together, and they would love to do something together again.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens with that. And they said, if Lisa Kudrow, Matthew Perry, David Schwimmer all want to make guest appearances, absolutely, if they're not in completely, So, and on a recent Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak told the world about his mental disability.
There's something I struggle with. I show this once a year to show I haven't gotten any better. We frequently give away trips, as we did tonight, to the island of Antigua. But when you look at it, it looks like it's Antigua. It's spelled that way. So I can't say it right. So this is what they have to do for me. They have to sound it out for me because I'm stupid.
No, you're not.
37 years, I can't say Antigua.
Antigua.
Oh, bless his heart.
I know. I got to be honest. I always thought it was Antigua, which sounds more fun to visit because Antigua doesn't sound this fun to me.
No.
No.
Antigua sounds more exotic.
Doesn't it? I know, but Antigua just sounds like you gave up. Antigua. What? No.
However, if you listen to Jimmy Buffett.
Yes, you know, yes, that's
Antigua.
Right. Yes, Antigua.
So,
yes, I know.
Never knew that about it. There's a lot of people that can't say certain words.
Oh, I can't.
Mine, of course, is embassy.
Yours is, embassy.
Embassy.
Embassy. There you go.
And
there
then,
you
then, go. When I have to say it, that's why I kind of, embassy. I just kind of.
What did you say?
And Jody's words are. Disposal. Anything with.
Disposal.
Yeah, something with letters. Disposal.
Disposal. Okay. Like the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Oh, that's so funny.
Aluminum.
Yeah.
All the other words that a lot of people can't say.
Now,
hey,
now
by the way, if you want to check out our website, 963kklz.com, so many cool things on there. The concert page, of course, our podcasts.
Yes, Mike.
Tips and treats. Tips and treats. Tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks. Wow.
For Halloween.
Okay.
This is a pretty cool page we have on our website. You can check that out. Plus, you can win tickets to ride Slotzilla downtown. You've done that.
I have done that, actually. I like it. I want to do it again here soon.
So you can win tickets to ride Slotzilla downtown at the Fremont Street Experience. If you want more on that, just go to 963kklz.com. You were talking about those words that some people can't say.
Yes.
Like Pat Sajak, I didn't know this, couldn't say Antigua.
Antigua, yes, you always thought it was Antigua, which Antigua. I always wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm. But I mentioned Jody Antigua. Can't say, I have her on the phone, she's on her way to work. It's the words with what letters?
Like the S-T. I can say it. I just have to consciously make that effort. Otherwise, I say it disposal.
Like you with embassy.
Embassy. Exactly. But she has to stop everything she's doing and focus.
Oh, I love it. That's awesome.
So it's the S-P words.
Right. I'm trying to think of other S-P words.
There's not a lot of them.
No.
Dispensary.
Oh, dispensary. There we go.
I mean, if she ever went to a pot shop.
I know.
Is this the dispensary? You're already stoned, man.
Is this the pot store? Yeah.
All right, love you.
Love you.
And of course, me being the loving husband, I try and get her to say the words all the time.
Where'd you put the food down?
Yeah.
The garbage.
Okay.
What?
She goes, you're such an ass. What word is it for you? Do you have a word that you can't say? 702-739-9636. I went to school with this little kid. We'd have spaghetti at school.
Right.
And
Muschetti. Yeah. A lot of kids can't say that
it's
one.
It's just spaghetti.
Yeah.
No, I know, Muschetti.
Yeah. Yeah, Mr.
Texter
Embassy.
Call. Yeah, thank you. All right, Journey.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
I just want to tell my wife, Jody, you're not the only one. People are texting in now.
Yeah.
And we've talked about this before.
Right, right. We
those words
have.
That people can't say, that one specific word.
Yeah, this is so funny. I have a hard time, one of our listeners says, with words that start with a W-H and an R-H, such as whiskey. I don't know why that's hard.
Huh.
You don't have to pronounce the H, you know, but maybe she does pronounce the H. Linda says, I don't know why I have a hard time pronouncing the Southern rock band Marshall Tucker. It always comes out Marshall Tuckle.
Oh, phew.
Oh, okay.
Marshall Tuckle band. Marshall Tuckle. Tuckle. Tucker.
Let's turn the other way with that one.
I know. No. Yeah. Marshall Tuckle.
Our good friend Carlitos is on the phone. What's going on?
I was listening about the words. Does it have to be with the S-P or any
No. Any word that you have a hard time pronouncing.
I don't know if it's gyro or gyro.
It's
meat, you know that meat?
Yes.
It looks like a taco.
Isn't it?
Yes,
gyro?
It's gyro. It's like
gyro.
Yeah, it's like Y E E R O.
But it's spelled G Y R O.
And then see, Carlitos, those are those words where I feel like they think that I'm a douche if I say it correctly. When I go to Italian restaurants and it's like, can I get the ricotta cheese? With Italians, it's ricotta cheese.
Ah.
It's not not ricotta cheese.
Right.
And it's not risotto. It's
no?
risotto. Yes.
You got to say it with the inflection.
Yes, but then right. I feel like I'm this big douchey show off.
You're like when a you bougie say, yes, Italian
exactly.
or something.
So sometimes oh. I'll actually say, give me the gyro. I mean, gyro. I'm
See,
sorry.
See, I even say it with a little flair like gyro. The gyro.
Yes, that's right. Gyro. Yes.
Because I can't roll my R's. If I could roll my R's.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And, no wonder that Mexican guy was looking at me like,
yes.
crazy. What do you want, senor?
Yes. See? Yes.
And there
see?
Used to be a place, where was it? On Charleston, gyro
it's
time.
It's still there. Gyro time.
Oh, yes.
Well, you
yes.
say gyro time.
Yes. Yeah, gyro time. That's okay. a whole other club, Mike. That's a whole other play.
Mike, it's another way.
Well, okay, Carlitos.
Thank you for the explanation. I appreciate it.
Well, no, but we used to laugh because, and there was a comedian that used to make fun of it with anyone, Latina newscasters.
Oh, they speak
they
perfect
would do
English.
Perfect
then...
English and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But there
yeah.
was a hurricane in Nicaragua. It's like, what?
Oh,
where
yeah.
did that come from?
Larry.
You have a great day, Carlitos.
You guys do. Keep
Listen to me, work. Carlitos.
Yeah, Carlitos.
Okay, Gabu.
All right,
bye.
Enjoy
bye.
Your gyro.
I have to read this to you guys. Tom, our friend Tom McCourt, he said, hey, I know you guys want to be ready for Zombieland 2 and all. That's, mm-hmm. that's you know, out. I don't mean to brag, but my Ford Apache and Sahara Redbox has Zombieland. That's the first one in
okay.
stock.
All right.
Just saying.
Thank you,
Mike,
Tom.
You might want to run by that red box.
Yeah.
Pick up your the copy of Godfather or something like that.
You can still go under the curtain.
Yes.
And hide.
You can
yeah.
hide behind the curtain.
Laugh all you want.
I love all the privacy right down to your neck.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, excuse me.
Say what you will, but I can watch a movie all by myself. So.
I know. Do you want to borrow my VHS copy of West Side Story?
If you don't mind.
It's from Blockbuster, by the way.
That
I don't
way
know
I can watch
I
it in
that.
The bedroom.
Yes, there you go.
Where well, the VHS player
please,
is.
Yes,
hey, when you go to the Redbox, do the pay it forward thing. Put the little five, put a $5 bill in it,
oh,
put it
oh,
in there.
Mike. Oh,
so the next time
right?
someone rents it.
I get it.
Right?
All you.
Of course, Be Kind Rewind.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunshine today, going to be nice. High in the low to mid 80s, low 70s tomorrow. I don't know what happened to tomorrow, but they say it's going to be a little windy, too. 62 now. Some wham.
Yes.
Less than an hour away from your chance to grab $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. A few things we think you should know. Do that after Phil Collins.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen to this, kids. Speaking of movies, an actual study that was done shows watching movies in the theater
mm-hmm.
way more fun than watching them at home. They act more fun,
really?
We're talking about. Yeah. Is it really that fun watching movies at home?
I like it.
Do you?
I
Is
do,
it
too.
Fun?
Yes.
Is it? Why?
Yeah. Because I can do anything I want, get up when I want.
Yeah, but...
And get anything done.
But you
done.
Can do that anytime at your house, right?
I know. That's why it's fun.
Okay. Well, they measured things with all these... They hooked sensors up to, like, fingertips.
Uh-huh.
Measured brainwave and all of that. And,
yeah.
And then they did it with people who watched them in their own home setting. And way more fun at the movie theaters. Because they're saying also people aren't talking to you when you're home. Somebody's always talking to you. Got to do this. Got to stop the movie. They said it's just a much better experience going to the movies than sitting at home.
See, I disagree because you never know who you're going to sit next to or by.
Well, now you can buy your nice seat and you got a big seat and you can recline. And, all
and
that
if they're
going to
be talking during the movie, if they're getting up and down, excuse yeah. me, pardon me, and
yeah.
all that stuff, you don't go through that
That's
at home.
That's so funny. I don't go through that at the movies either anymore. You haven't
no.
been to a movie in a long time, though. So
no,
yeah,
I won't
you got
go.
The nice big seats and you got
yeah.
you know you can you got a coffee table in between you now, and you got cocktails. So that's
so
awful
why nice. Don't you just stay at
yeah.
home?
I don't want to stay at home. I want to go out.
Oh.
I want to go out.
Okay.
It's the George Costanza thing. I want to go out. Watching a movie at home is staying home. That's just staying home in my underwear. I do that every day when I go home.
And it's beautiful.
I don't want to do
so
that.
Much
I want
fun.
To go out. And they said also the big screen experience.
Oh.
That any movie that they show, the big screen experience is it's more of an event.
Yeah.
If
okay.
You will.
Well, I'll have to try it this weekend.
It's called a movie.
Just get a big screen at home.
Yeah. It's called a movie theater, Mike. That's what that's called. Another person saved by their Apple Watch. James is his name. He and his date were hiking in New Jersey. They were doing a hike in the woods. He fell over a really steep cliff. Well, his watch detected a hard fall. You can put that setting on. And it called 911. Fractured his back in 3 places.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but the police got there because of that. They had to bring a boat in because he was hanging off of a cliff going over. Yeah. Yeah.
But the watch worked.
Yes. If you have that, I'm telling you, first thing I did with my new watch, I put on hard fall because I am a klutz. So I'm not gonna sit out at Red Rock waiting for my friends to come look for me. Jeez.
Because I can imagine you calling Monica.
Monica.
Or Lynn. Do I have to come now?
Again? Yes. Yes. There's blood. Somebody. Oh,
okay.
Jeez. At Red Rock? Oh, God. All right.
Chris and I are cleaning our garage out. Can I get there in an hour?
We were just going to a movie because you told us it's more fun. And listen to this. UPS going to start using drones to deliver prescriptions to CVS customers. So I'm imagining you'll get your little prescription delivered with like a 35-foot-long receipt and then another 10 to go with it. Jeez, CVS, what are you doing? Man alive with the receipts. But yeah, so they'll be... That's so nice. You can get your prescription dropped at your door.
Yeah.
It is Wednesday. A few things you should know.
What is your name?
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Get me up to the good stuff.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So it's clear neither you or I would be able to go through that haunted house.
Oh, no way.
Scariest ever, Carla.
No.
Scariest
I know.
Ever.
I don't even know why they talk about it. I mean, why do you do that?
However, I did find a woman... Listen, I thought about this. I thought about you when I heard this. This is what it would be like for Carla if she were actually married. This is a woman who spotted her husband riding a bike down the street while dressed as Michael Myers from Halloween. Now, she's in her car with the son. But this is what I picture Carla sounding like if this woman were her.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Oh, my God. What the hell are you doing? Oh my God, are we these people now? Riding around with a skeleton baby in my bike? Oh my God. Seriously, get home or I'm going to have you committed. Oh my God. I leave to pick you up from a football game and your dad does this crap.
Is that not Carla if she were married?
That is so me. It is. Oh, please.
Oh, my God. Are we these people now?
Yes.
Oh, my God. A skeleton baby in my bike?
Oh, my God. Why don't you stay at the game? How about that?
Oh, my God. Seriously, get home.
That is hilarious.
That is you.
That is totally me.
When your father and I get divorced, you'll be coming with me because of this behavior.
Yes, that's right. Don't try.
Don't take
anything wrong with you is because of him.
Committed.
Yeah. It's no wonder your friends make fun of you.
And this is while she's driving.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Like in old school?
Yes, exactly.
When the car pulls up right to Will Ferrell while he's streaking naked.
That's exactly the same.
I thought you'd like that. As much as I don't like going to the movie theater, I know you don't like going to a haunted house during Halloween. Listen to this one. The McCamey Manor is said to be the scariest haunted house ever.
God.
It's so intense, you have to sign a 40-page waiver, pass a sports physical, drug test, prove you're 21 years old, provide medical insurance, watch a 2-hour video of other people that have quit before the end.
No one's made it through this thing.
But if you do make it through, you get $20,000.
Okay.
Well, but like you said, nobody's ever finished.
Yeah. Okay.
How much fun does this sound like?
Well, sitting through a two-hour video alone would make me just not want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I know. And if
people listening this morning don't know, Carla will not go into a haunted house.
I hate them. I absolutely hate them. Not to mention, that's haunted right off the bat, because I'd have to get on a scale before I went in. God, wait a minute.
Take a sports physical. Yeah, not just a physical, a sports physical.
Yes, I know. No, I'm not. You're not weighing me. And a sports physical. What is the difference between a sports physical, I wonder, and a regular physical?
Evidently, this physical is more sporty.
Yes, that's right.
I don't know. They make you
to wear shorts, I guess. And tennis shoes.
And a jock strap. I don't know. maybe you have to, you know, do a run a little bit.
Right, maybe that's it.
The ropes and stuff like that.
I can't do the ropes. You know, honest to God, I realized recently, and I work out, and I'm, for my little self, I'm fairly strong.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can
for your
leg
size.
Press.
Yeah.
If I had to do one chin-up to save my life,
right,
I would die. I cannot do a chin-up.
No?
No.
Or the ropes. If you had to climb a rope.
If there were knots in it and I could do the climb, you know, that kind of climb, but no. There's a guy over when we go, you've seen him.
Yeah.
Who he goes in the gym. He's in, like, perfect shape. And over at Rebel Fitness, he walks in. First thing he does, he puts his stuff down. He grabs a chin-up bar, and he just pulls himself, like, 20, 25 times, no problem. It's like, I would die. If you told me to do one or my life, I think I'd die.
And even worse, if I was that guy that you were hanging on to, like, my foot off the edge of a cliff.
Gotta let you go, girl.
I would start shaking my legs so quick. I mean, I love you, and I'd hate to lose you.
Yeah, listen, I understand. I understand.
And I would probably give you that look like you get it, right?
No,
I understand.
Yeah, I get it, Mom.
Is that a backdraft situation?
Yeah.
You go, I go. Okay, you go, bye.
Okay. Yes, exactly. You know what, Mike, you got kids and all that. You go ahead. I've had a good life.
Jeez. But circling back to the haunted house,
man.
Did we find a kiddie haunted house for you?
Somebody told me about one, but it was just one night last week.
Oh.
Now, she's supposed to fill me in, and if there's one this weekend, I am going to go.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want.
Awesome!
Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, it's Wham time. The Wham code word this hour, MGM.
The letters MGM.
Bingo. Text it to 59457. MGM. Text it to 59457. Or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on the app. Once again, MGM is this hour's Wham word. Spell it correctly, okay? And make sure you enter it before 8:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for $5,000 provided by Dollar Loan Center. This hour's Wham code word one more time, MGM. Good luck.
Your Wham code word, MGM. The letters MGM. All you have to do is text them right now to 59457. You have until 8:15. Or enter it through the KKLZ website or through our free app. Either way, once you win the Hyundai, you're qualified for that $5,000 grand prize courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Imagine what you could do with $5,000. The holidays right around the corner. Wouldn't that come in handy? So make sure you do that this morning. You have a few minutes, and people are texting in. See, people know you a lot better than you think.
They do. Tony said, wow, Carla, that does sound like you. Shauna said, yep, sounds like you, Carla. Wow. Angie said, wow, sounds exactly like you.
And who should know better?
Yeah, exactly.
What the hell are you doing? Oh, my God, are we these people now?
That is, you know what? When I heard this the first time.
Yeah.
And then it kept going on.
Oh, my God. Seriously, get home or I'm going to have you committed.
I love her. I love her.
And my, the guy pedaled home.
She's my spirit animal.
Clearly. All right. Sunshine warm today. High in the low to mid 80s. 75 the high tomorrow. A little breezy.
Okay.
Only about 64 now. Carla has another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Oprah helping somebody else out once again.
Oh. Find out about that plus some other stories after Aerosmith.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Brought to you by Insperity for employee benefits and full service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Ariana Grande tops the list of the most popular celebrity Halloween costumes. Ariana Grande. Beyonce is second, followed by Cardi B. There you go. Right? I know.
So is it like a wig and a...
I know. And a
dress?
Yeah, it's got to be. Like, she's, you know.
And with Cardi B, would think...
Yes, exactly. what people can't see that you're doing. You're absolutely right, though.
Okay.
Oprah Winfrey. So she's at Morehouse College and she's visiting, you know, just visiting the college.
Yeah.
And a student sees her, and I should have pulled up the audio on this. You can't hear it real well, but he said, "Hey, Oprah," and he held up a phone that was cracked. And she said, "Oh, I see your cracked phone. Is that what you're shooting me through?" Fine and well. Then she sent him a brand new iPhone 11 with a personal note. It said, "We can't have you out here viewing the world through a cracked screen or a cracked cover."
Nice.
I know.
Talk about being at the right place, right time.
Man, that is so cool. I'd hang on to that phone forever, too. I really would.
Mm-hmm.
And very sad news in my world. Days of Our Lives actor John Clark, he has passed away. He played Mickey Horton. He was 88 years old. Now, Mickey was married to Maggie Horton.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Hortons were kind of the first family. Of that show.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. And so Mickey, though, he left the show a while ago. And then Maggie married Victor Kiriakis, who is actually Jennifer Aniston's father, who plays that role, John Aniston. But Victor's just, he's just a mean old mob man.
Uh-huh.
And now he's going to fire his son, Brady, who is back with Kristen, who is awful. I mean, she tried to kill him. She tried to kill his whole family. But now they're having a baby together because he slept with her. But he didn't think it wasn't her. He thought it was Nicole because she was wearing a Nicole mask.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't know.
He didn't know it was a mask?
No, he didn't know it was Kristen. He didn't know it was a mask. Well, she had it all made like a face-off thing.
Oh.
Right? But now they're going to have a baby together. But the mad scientist, Dr. Rolf, is involved in it now. So I don't really know what's going to happen, if that baby's going to be okay. Anyhow, Mickey Horton, John Clark, passed away, 88 years old. Days of Our Lives fan. You know who I'm talking about and what I'm talking about.
That is so sad.
Isn't it? I think I lost you, but it is sad. I know, poor
guy. Looking at you, just imagining.
What the hell are you doing?
All right, well, hopefully everything will, you know, sad news.
It is sad, but I know he was not well for a while.
All right, Bryan Adams, we announced this the other morning. A little weekend run over at the Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas next April. Tickets go on sale this Friday. We have a pair to give away before you can even buy them. And your next chance, your first chance to win this morning, coming up a little bit later on, next half hour at about 8:40. We have those tickets for Bryan Adams to give away. Is Shine a Light Tour stopping in at the Wynn Las Vegas in April for a weekend? These tickets aren't even on sale until this Friday, but you have a chance to win a pair. Being Wednesday, it'll be another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
We'll do that in about 7-8 minutes.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest
of all time.
No, not.
Awkward moment.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we announced it on Monday. Bryan Adams bringing his Shine the Light tour to Las Vegas Encore Showroom over at the Wynn Las Vegas. You can win these tickets before you can even buy them from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Stoked about this because being Wednesday, it's another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, if you can name that Bryan Adams song from that by title.
Okay.
Got the phone lines on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather. Start looking for caller number 9 with the correct answer. And you're a winner for those tickets for Bryan Adams next year at the Wynn Las Vegas.
Excellent.
I want to give you just a bit.
Okay.
Just a bit so you can get it. Chance to win these tickets for Bryan Adams with another segment of
Kazookie-okie Wednesday.
We have Dawn on the phone. Dawn, can you identify that Bryan Adams song we're playing on our kazoos by title?
Is it Cuts Like a Knife?
Yes,
of course. That is it.
How could you not know that?
I know, exactly.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Bryan Adams Shine the Light. Or, well, these tickets aren't even on sale.
Oh, my goodness.
But you already have a pair. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. And by the way, for a second chance to win, just go on our website at 96.3kklz.com on the contest page. But, Dawn, you already have your pair, so hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick them up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you so much.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham! That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, here we go. The new Wham code word or Wham code letters this hour, CSN.
That's it, CSN.
That's right, as in the College of Southern Nevada, CSN. Text it to 59457, 59457, or enter it online at 96.3kklz.com or on our free app. Once again, the Wham code word, CSN. Spell it correctly. Make sure you get that entry in before 9:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, the Wham code word, CSN. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A 24-year-old woman was arrested after a University of Alabama football game this weekend, as the cop was cuffing her, someone took a video of her grinding on the cop. Hold on.
You got that audio?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. If you can hear it okay, it's pretty funny.
It's a little...
I think you get the gist, though.
I think you'll very much get the gist of it. Here is the audio or the video, the audio from the video of the woman.
Oh. That's after a University of Alabama
Jeez.
Football game.
Okay.
So
why do I think there was booze involved?
I don't know.
Jeez.
How was the game? Woman in Florida was arrested for hitting a man with a hammer. They evidently got into an argument over pork chops.
Gosh, really?
I don't have a lot of details.
Wow.
I don't think you need them, but...
Well, no. I mean, I think right there, a hammer and pork chops, that pretty much says it all. Oh, wow. That's a country song, Mike. Right there.
Just about.
You got a country song.
You know what? If she takes off in a truck with the dog, I think you might have a whole album.
Oh, add that woman that was grinding on some cop, and you really have a country song right there.
Yeah. You like that?
Wow, I love it. Alexis Brown from Scranton, Pennsylvania. So she was selling her iPhone 6S to someone for $100. Mm-hmm. Pretty good deal. Met up with the guy. He handed her a roll of bills. Turned out to be two $1 bills, a $10 bill, and a fake $1 million bill.
Uh-oh.
Exactly. There's no such thing as a real $1 million bill.
No.
So I guess fake $1 million bill really doesn't work. But yeah, she confronted him. He punched her, took off running. The cops are still trying to track him down.
What?
So look for the guy with the fake $1 million bills. Oh. Yeah, with the counterfeit $1 million bills. And Connie Kerwin of Scotland, this poor thing. So she's putting together, you know, you try her Halloween costume on before you, you know, put it on that for the night out. Well, mm-hmm. She did that, wanted to make sure it was working. And she glued the horns to her forehead to see what they'd look like. She's 21 years old. Wow. Well, she couldn't remove the horns. It wouldn't come. She soaked her head in warm water, baby oil.
Uh-oh.
She couldn't get them off. I know. So she waited till the next day and...
Went to sleep with them on?
Yes, she couldn't get them off. And she finally, the next day, just yanked them
off. Oh.
This poor girl.
Oh, my God.
She should have just left them on till after Halloween. Just leave them on. Connie, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
And then, of course, Mom.
What the hell are you doing?
They're my horns. I'm so sorry, Mom. I wanted
Oh, my God.
I know.
Seriously, get home
okay.
or I'm going to have you committed.
No, okay. I'm on my way. It's Wednesday. That's your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
This is just a cool story. A 15-year-old girl in England, her name is Taryn. She sent a letter to her favorite author. It's a woman named Carolyn Meyer. She writes young adult novels. And even though Taryn, again, 15, Carolyn is in her 80s.
Wow.
And they hit it off. She sent her off this letter and Carolyn, you know, reached out to her. They started chatting. Well, now they're co-writing a book together.
What?
Yes. Carolyn lives in New Mexico, was just really impressed with her creativity after she saw some videos that she'd posted on YouTube. So she started talking, like I say, and they came up with an idea for a time travel book mm-hmm. about a kid in modern day America and a girl in 16th century England. So Carolyn said, why don't you come stay here for the summer? And she was kind of her mentor. They wrote a book, and they're now pitching it. They're now pitching the book. They've had a lot of interest in it. And it'll probably be on the shelves next year. So there you go.
That's how you do it.
Jeez.
You write a fan letter.
Yeah. You
the person
never
write back.
Yeah. You never know what might happen there. Look at those things that Oprah does and all of that stuff. You just never know. So if you think it's silly, it's not silly.
All right. Well, that's a great
Very
story.
Cool.
And if
yes,
you have one, we always tell people, if you know of a good story that we can wrap up the show with, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3 KKLZ.com. 9:35. Hey, we're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon brought to you by the fine folks over at Insperity. You want to find out about employee benefits, full-service HR support? Just go to Insperity.com. Recapping the show, words you can't pronounce. God bless Jody. I love my wife, but any words with certain SP letters?
Yes.
She has a problem saying, but you're not alone. There are other people, and I can't say for, I don't know why,
a lot of people,
empathy.
Yeah.
So. I just avoid it. That's where the ambassador lives, okay?
Yes, that's right, in the ambassador's house.
Haunted houses.
Ah, please.
Boy, haunted houses. There's one that you have to fill out this 40-page waiver. You have to take physical exams and watch a video.
Yeah, 2-hour video.
But if you do it, you get $20,000.
Oh, yay.
And by the way, we found somebody, they always say there's a twin out there for you.
Yep.
Might not look like Carla, but boy, does she sound like Carla.
What the hell are you doing? Oh, my God, are we these people now? Oh, my God. Seriously, get home. Or I'm going to have you committed.
Yeah, the woman was talking to her husband. That's what Carla would sound like.
Oh, I love that.
And congratulations to KKLZ listener Barbara DiCapua. I believe that's how you pronounce it. She got the call to let her know that she had won like $100 in Wham.
96.3.
Awesome. Well, guess what, Barbara? You just won yourself $100.
I won $100?
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
Teresa. I'm showing the girl in my office. Yay!
What are you going to do with the money? Extra $100 in your pocket?
Oh, I don't know. There's lots I could do. Buy a new outfit, go out, I don't know. treat myself to something.
Yes. The world is your oyster.
Yes, it is. Do something fun with that.
Your next chance to score some wham. Qualify for the grand prize in about 20 minutes or so. Weather Rush will have that new code word for you at top of the hour. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.